two things happen when we worship together. Those two things are, first of all, most of all, God is honored, God is glorified. But the other thing is this, God's people are encouraged. And I have to say, stand in front of a congregation like this that are singing like that, how can you not be encouraged? Thank you for your singing this morning. It's encouraging to be part of that. Thank you. Over the next little while, I want us to think a bit about growth, how we grow in our faith, how we grow as Christians. Can you remember back to every time your granny saw you and she said something along the lines of, look at how much you've grown. Goodness me. And your granny and your parents said all those things that you promised you would never ever say about your children or grandchildren, and those are the very things you say. I think I've told you before, whenever we went to my granny's house, in the kitchen there was a cupboard, and when she opened the door, along the edge of the door were all our heights marked off. And every time it was a race to get into the granny's kitchen, stand with your back to the cupboard door, get measured off, and the date put on it. And every time I would say to granny, what height am I? And she would say without fail, you're the height of nonsense, Stephen. Some things never change. But she would have been quite concerned if over a year or 2 years, the mark on the door hadn't gone up a bit. If every time Stephen came, the mark on the door was just about the same, I think she would have been concerned. Because we expect children to grow. We expect seeds to grow. It's that time of the year whenever we're putting seeds in, whether it's in the fields or in our own gardens or greenhouses or whatever. We put them in and we expect them to grow. It's just something that we expect of it. We expect growth. And if it doesn't come, we're worried. We're concerned. If all those seeds you've put carefully out in the field or in your garden don't do something, something wrong. If that child isn't growing as we see them over the years, alarm bells start to ring. We expect growth. God expects growth as well. Spiritual growth. God expects us to grow. Ron read for us these lovely words at the end of 2 Peter. Words which continually challenge me. Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's not if you feel you can, I would like you to grow. It's maybe you might think about growing. God just says, grow. He expects us to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Elsewhere, Paul says, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. God expects us to grow. And here's the thing. Just like a child who's not developing or seeds that aren't growing, if spiritually we're not growing, alarm bells should start to ring. Alarm bells should start to ring. Because God wants us to grow. And we will never come to the end of it. There's an end of a season when the things in the garden have grown, and that's them finished. There'll be a time when that child grows and they won't grow anymore. You and I are never finished growing in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. You and I are never finished growing up in Christ. Now, there are lots of different ways that we're helped to do that. As I've said with the children, as we read our Bibles, we're helped to grow. As we pray together, we're helped to grow. As we worship together, as we have fellowship together, as we serve God together, we grow. And those are all ways that help us grow. But we need to be careful, because it would be so easy to say, well, look, I read a chapter of the Bible a day. I pray for 20 minutes every morning. I go to church every Sunday. Of course I'm growing. again that verse from Paul. Paul plants the seed, Apollos waters it, everything's there that it needs, but it's God who made it grow. God makes us grow. And so it's not just a matter of ticking the boxes of what we've done or where we've been. It's asking God that we might grow in Jesus. Grow in Jesus. But as one of the children at the front said earlier, it's not going to just happen. It takes a while. It takes a while. It's not something that will happen overnight that we become Christ-like. This side of heaven, we will never be finished. Sometimes we treat our Christian lives the way we treat maybe our work or our studying or whatever it is we're doing, and if we want to get better at it, we just work harder at it. So if I want to grow spiritually, I'll just read more of the Bible. If I want to grow spiritually, I'll just spend more time praying. I'll just spend more time doing this and that. And we miss out that it's God who makes us grow. Yes, all these other things are important, but we need to put them in the right context. Wonder, have you ever had this happen? You arrange your books neatly on a shelf. You turn around and you hear that sort of fluttering noise, and maybe they just fall sideways, maybe they end up on the floor, but the books need to be held in place, and you need bookends. What I'm going to suggest to us today is that we need bookends to keep in place all those things which help us grow in Jesus. So things like the Bible and prayer and worship and fellowship and serving God, all those things need to be kept in place with bookends. Bookends that hold them there. And the first bookend is simply this: the righteousness of Jesus. We need to trust in what Jesus has done for us. We need to believe that when Jesus has died on the cross, Jesus has paid the punishment for our sin. Two things happened when Jesus died on the cross. One is this, that your sin and my sin, Jesus takes on himself and he pays for it completely. We sometimes say, we rightly say that grace is free, God's love is free, but it is costly because Jesus has paid for it. When Jesus dies, he pays for it. So one of the things that happens is when Jesus dies is that he takes the punishment for our sin. The other thing is this, if you can imagine Jesus being clothed in his righteousness, and we are our sinful people, when Jesus dies on the cross, it's as though his righteousness is put over us, and we are now clothed in the righteousness of Christ. We are made right before God. That's an amazing thing. When God looks at you and me, when we trust in Jesus, we're made right before God because we're clothed in the righteousness of Jesus. Now, that's not about doing good things. It's not about doing right things, important things. No amount of doing the right thing can ever achieve that righteousness for you. Jesus has done it for you. Jesus has died. Jesus has risen. Jesus has done it for you. Jesus has given you his righteousness, and you don't have to do that. And that's one of those bookends. We can't save ourselves. By grace alone. And that's one of those bookends that holds all these other things in place. The righteousness of Jesus. He's done it for us. The other bookend is this: the power of Jesus. The power of Jesus. We're not left on our own to grow. Leaving those seeds in their little packet, they're not going to do much. Leaving a child and tell it to get on and grow there, it's not going to do much. We're not left on our own to grow. Paul can say things like, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. How can Paul do all things? Because he's a brilliant guy? No. Because he's got great intellect? No. Because he's got a wonderful heritage and tradition? No. Paul can do all things through him who gives him strength. Growth is not by our own efforts any more than our salvation is. Growth comes about when Jesus, by the power of his Holy Spirit, works in our lives. And so one side, we've got the righteousness of Jesus, which has been given to us. On the other side, we've got the power of Jesus. And then, when we read our Bibles, when we pray, when we worship, when we enjoy fellowship together, when we serve God, those two things mean that we will grow. We're grounded in Christ. Our righteousness is in him. We're not dependent on our own abilities and strength to grow. Our confidence is in the power of Christ. So here are two bookends for growing. The righteousness of Jesus and the power of Jesus. And those bookends should remind us that we are dependent upon Jesus. We cannot win our own acceptance with God. We're dependent upon Jesus having done that, given to us his righteousness. We cannot work all these own things out in our own lives, no matter how much we struggle and strive. We are dependent upon the power of Christ within us. We are dependent. Now, we live in a society which doesn't really prize being dependent. We're supposed to be independent, do our own thing, be your own person. And the gospel actually calls us and says, no, you're not independent, you're dependent on Jesus. You're dependent on Jesus for your salvation, you're dependent on Jesus for your growth from then on, you're dependent upon Jesus. The world teaches us there's no such thing as a free lunch. If Stephen invites you out for lunch or a cup of coffee, it's probably because he wants you to do something. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Or you get what you pay for. The gospel says, no, somebody else has already paid. Jesus has already paid. That's why you can be sure. That's why you can grow. There's something in us that wants to be self-reliant. Something in us that says you can be whatever you want to be. There's something that wants us to be able to dig down into ourselves and to find the answers to how we grow. But the truth is this, we are dependent not only on the righteousness of Christ, but on the power of Christ moment by moment. That's what living by grace is all about. Sometimes within church circles, we emphasize the fact that we have been saved by grace. Yes, it's true. But it doesn't stop back then. We're dependent upon God's grace every moment of every day as we head forward. We often sing Amazing Grace, which has this lovely line in it. Grace has brought me safe this far, and grace will lead me home. These are the bookends of growth. What Jesus has done for us and the power of Jesus at work in us. And then as we read, as we pray, as we worship, as we serve, as we have fellowship together, we grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Two questions for you. Two questions for me. One is this. Bookend one, the righteousness of Christ. You're still trying to work it out yourself? I can do this myself. I can clean my own life up. I can sort my own life out so that God will look at me and accept me. That's never going to happen. Only in Christ. Bookend one. Bookend two, yeah, I can grow. I'll work this out in my own life. I'm big enough, sensible enough, intelligent enough, determined enough. I can work it out in my own life. It's not going to happen. We're dependent upon the power of Christ in our own lives. So where are the bookends for you? Because without those bookends, then all these other good things and right things and proper things that we do are never going to change us. We simply fill our heads and our lives with busyness, dependent upon Christ, his righteousness, his power. So we pray together. Father in heaven, as we bow before you, we remember that we are dependent upon you. No matter how much, Lord, we would like to feel that we can determine our own lives from life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. Lord, help us to know that and be secure in it. And in the security of these things, Lord, help us to grow. Give us a love for your word. Give us a heart for praying. Draw us deeper in worship. Show us, Lord, how we can have fellowship together and serve you, so that each of us may grow to become more and more like Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.